The Ukrainian military says that it shot down more than 60 Russian drones and cruise missiles on Monday. Unconfirmed video show the roof of a house damaged by the debris. Kyiv's mayor says blasts were heard in several districts. It is the second straight overnight barrage and the 15th attack on the capital this month. Let's go to our correspondent, Natasha Butler, who's live for us in Kyiv. Natasha, how has Kyiv coped with this attack from Russia overnight?
Look, it's very difficult indeed for people in this city. You have Ukrainian officials saying that Russia launched some more than 70 cruise missiles and drones across the country overnight. Ukrainian officials saying that their air force shot down more than 60 of them, 40 alone here over the capital, Kyiv. So throughout the night, it was extremely noisy. We heard explosions as all that was happening. And of course, for people in this city, it means that it is very difficult. They are getting exhausted. That, though, is one of the aims of Russian forces. According to Kyiv, they say that Russia is looking to try and grind down the population, exert more psychological pressure on people in Kyiv, as well as to try and knock down some of its air defenses and knock out military targets. And we know that some military targets were struck by cruise missiles, particularly in the west of the country. An air military base there was hit.
And what about the Ukrainian counteroffensive? How is that going?
Well, what we've seen in the last few days are Ukrainian forces certainly step up some of their attacks. We have seen strikes, missile strikes in Russian-occupied parts of the country in the eastern and south, around, for example, Mariupol. And what this is, what we know is that this is part of the first steps, if you like, the preparations for Ukraine's counteroffensive. In fact, we were told as much by a top advisor to the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky just a few days ago. He said this is about softening the terrain, if you like, before the full counteroffensive begins. And what Ukrainian forces are doing is targeting strategic areas, military infrastructure, supply lines, anything that will help them in this upcoming counteroffensive that has been so highly anticipated. In some ways, you can say it started. In other ways, you can say the full push is still to come. Either way, a lot of pressure on Kyiv, a lot of pressure on Ukraine, who will want to show that they can deliver results, particularly to their Western allies.
Right. Okay. Keep safe. Natasha Butler there for us live in Kyiv.
I have to say that's quite unusual because most of them.
Right, sorry to interrupt you there, Natasha. I think you go keep safe for now.